A look at net farm income in Idaho. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Despite a 2% decrease in overall farm expenses, net farm income in Idaho increased 15% in 2017. It was the state's first increase in net farm income in 4 years, and University of Idaho ag economist Garth Taylor says dairy leads the way in Idaho.
And a large part of that is driven by our dairy industry. Over a third of our cash receipts are from dairy, and that's our 900-pound gorilla in the state. It's not famous potatoes, it's famous milk that's driving the state.
Overall, crops were up 3%, with dry beans reporting a 33% increase in cash receipts, and potatoes a 15% increase. Also, onions are up a great deal. The livestock sector enjoyed a 7% uptick for a total of $4.6 billion in cash receipts.
Over 60% of our cash receipts in the state of Idaho are from livestock. And when you start to add in feed and hay and feed barley and all of the other types of stuff, we may be up 75-80% of our state's cash receipts are driven by the livestock industry.
But Dr. Taylor says it isn't all rosy.
We're looking at hay as being down, and it follows corn. So we get a lot of stocks of grains out there. And then what that always leads to is everybody starts to look at spuds. And you know what happens with that? The prices start to collapse. That's going to be a big problem in 2018.
Farmers should also expect to see rising interest rates this year. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.